Can it be? Are you serious? 2020? Like, not the new show, but the year 2020? OMG. I'm so glad to be podcasting again after a personal leave. I'm going to share with all of you my decade in review, lessons learned in 2019, and also let you know what I am doing to kick off 2020. Stay tuned, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Shawn Mason Show. It is the show for mom bosses, boss babes, and the people who love them and don't want them to go crazy. Here on the Shawn Mason Show, you are going to hear everything from life and as a serial entrepreneur, life as a woman over 40, now single. You're going to hear about health, wealth, and self. It is what I do. I thank you all so much for joining. It is real. Yes, thank you so much for tuning in to the Shawn Mason Show. And this is so huge because this is the first episode of 2020. Yes, I am coming to you live and in Technicolor in the year 2020. And I got to tell you all, 2019, sayonara, goodbye. Don't miss it at all. I'm telling you all that 2019 really knocked me for a loop. Those of you who follow me on social media, who listen to this podcast, thank you so much. And if there is something that you learn, something that you enjoy, something you like, that you get from this podcast, please, please, please make sure that you post a review, share it with a friend, make sure that you stay tuned and keep listening. I, again, am so thankful for every single one of you. I know that your time is precious and you could be listening to anything, having anyone speak over your life. And I am so seriously not taking it for granted. And so let's get to it. This is my 2019 year in review episode. I've done it on my blog or in my newsletter. And I just wanted to make sure that I did this so that you all can hear my heart and really just, you know, it's funny. I really try not to use cliches, right? But again, hear my heart. I'm like, oh gosh, come on, girl. Like, you just need to hear my voice and get it like the way that I give it, okay? Right? Because yes, my heart is in everything that I say. And so I don't want it to be anything that you've heard before. I decided to do, instead of lessons learned, things that I'm leaving, not just in 2019, but I'm leaving in the decade. I cannot believe that 9 years went by. I just, wow. I spent so much of the last part of 2019, the last quarter, grieving the loss of my father, an incredible man, which I plan to do some things in 2020 just in dedication of him and all that I learned from him. And so I really, it was more than just reflective, which is the reason why I hadn't had a new episode in a while. So the first thing that I really, that I'm leaving in a decade or that I left in a decade was guilt and shame. Because also in that time of reflection, I realized that my marriage of almost 23 years began its decline at the top of the last decade. I had to shut it down. I had to shut down not just professionally or emotionally. I had to shut down legally. I had a lot of ties. I had to sell assets. I had to change my business name. I had to stop production of my show, stop going on auditions. I was constantly apologizing to my children. Like, I felt the bottom fall out of my life in the last decade. And even though I had some huge setbacks and absolute craziness, I came out okay.
And so I see a lot of people emphasizing the downsides or the negative things, and I was right along with them. Again, just walking around with my head hung down, in bad business relationships, bad personal relationships, really not being my full out self. I really do see life half, the jar half full. I always have. And when I stopped doing that in the last decade, it reflected in every area of my life. And so if you're someone who's still holding on to the mess and the stuff and the oops and the slip-ups, I'm encouraging you to let it go. There's so much joy. There's so much wisdom. There's so much understanding on the other side of this. I left guilt and shame in the last decade. I also left the word should and the phrase shoulda. I mean, you can also call them the shoulda, the coulda, the wouldas. I left all of that in the last decade. I actually got that from the great best-selling author Louise Hay. One of the things she said about the word should is that it ties you to the past. And so it always leaves you really stuck, because there's nothing you can do about what you should have done because you didn't do it. And so now you're kind of playing your life in reverse. I should have got that job. I should have moved to back home when I got the divorce. I should have, you know, brought stock when I, at the beginning, like, it's not helping you. Watching what you say and how you tell your story, being able to rewrite the narrative, is empowering. You take your power back when you watch your language and how you tell about your situation and circumstances. So I am encouraging you, take your power back, cut should. I left should, the should is the could is the would is in the last decade too. I also left perfection and having it all together, keeping it all together, being all together. Can you tell by my voice that it even gets on my nerves just saying it? I mean, ooh, so many people, when I would go to speak, go to perform, people would say, oh my gosh, you just have it all together. I'm like, oh my goodness. No, I do not. Please and thank you. And I am so glad that I don't. See, when we share in the meantime, in the midst of, and give people, the people that we're called to serve, the people that are in our lives, the middle part, because that's where it's messy. It's in the middle. When we can share how we handled the middle, not just the tragedy and the triumph, the trials in the middle, that's what gives you another day, gives you one more opportunity, one more chance. And so being perfect and having it all together, nope, I do not. I keep going because I absolutely love life, and I'm so thankful to God that he woke me up to give me another opportunity. Leave it. Left. Perfection, psh, gone. I also left stinking thinking. Okay, I know I said I don't like cliches. This is kind of maybe one of them. All right, yes. I left stinking thinking in the last decade. I couldn't believe some of the thoughts that I had when I really started thinking about what I was thinking about. I was a mess. My thoughts had me unable to function and lost. And I mean, you name it. I mean, everything from broke and never going to be able to make it and thinking of failure and Oh my goodness, think about what you're thinking about, please. I left all of that because, as you know, what you think about, you become. And that's not a cliche. You start thinking you're fat. You start thinking that you're ugly. You start thinking that you're unworthy. You start thinking that you can't make it. You are correct. Your mind and your thoughts are so important that, oh, when I changed what I was thinking about, it changed everything. My health, my sleeping patterns, my work, my clients, my bank account, everything changed. And so, yeah, it's true. Change what you are thinking. I also left, and this is my last point on this podcast. Well, almost my last, the second to the last. I left stuck, stale people who weren't growing. As you know, one of my favorite quotes, and if you don't know, now you know. How about that? One of my favorite quotes is from Elmo. He's doing an episode on Sesame Street about living things. And there are two characteristics of a thing that's living. One is that it produces after its own kind, and two, it's growing. So ask yourself, I had to ask myself, not just about myself, but about the people around me. Because if you're not growing and you're not producing after yourself, you're not living. You actually are preparing to die, and probably sooner than you may want. Yeah. Now, I know that's not a good thought, but it actually is real. When you are still stuck or hanging around people that are still and stuck, yeah, you will become like those that you hang around. And so I had to let some people go, and it was hard. Ooh-wee. But it was so necessary. And I am so thankful for the release. And the last thing that I left in 2019 and in the last decade were the negativity and the negative things that people said about me that I internalized, that I actually became, or that I believed that I was. I made mistakes, bad decisions, and that did not make me me. And so I want you to think about, you may have filed for bankruptcy. That doesn't make you a bankrupt person or a poor money manager. I mean, you made some poor money management decisions, maybe, or maybe you just had a situation. And I mean, there were a lot happened in this past decade, especially in the area of real estate. Okay, it happened. Now, what are you? Who you are? What have you become? What will you become? What have you decided to be? What is your stance? It's what you stand for that makes you really who you are. And so I gotta say to you all, I am an incredible lover of life. You see it on my social media times. I'm a lover of life and books. I'm a lover of God and his people. I am absolutely committed to helping everyone that I come in contact with who is willing to listen, who is willing to work to have more, better, and greater in life and in business. I am going to help you in the next episode. Yeah, I'm putting you on the next episode. On developing your vision, developing your vision statement, your mission statement for not just 2020, but for the next decade. We talk about personal branding. We're going to be talking about journaling, writing that book, crafting copy, anything dealing with a pen, a paper, and some positive and also some funny. It's all going to be as part of the reformation and the redeveloping of the Shawn Mason brand. I'm going to share with you all some great new add-ons I have in terms of products, not just digital products, but some other products. I'm going to try to save it until another episode. But again, I want to let you know that there were lessons, many lessons learned in 2019 and in the previous decade. I hope that my lessons learned will help you be able to release what is no longer serving you and take you to where you intended, where God intended for you. Regardless of your belief, God, universe, you know that you are here for a reason, for a purpose. Let's get to it. Thank you so much for listening and tune in. Again, I look forward to spending some time with you. Thanks so much.
Hey there, you made it through another episode of the Shawn Mason Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I don't take it lightly. I know you could spend your time anywhere else and you decided to spend it here listening to this podcast. Go ahead and share it with friends, share it with a couple of friends, share it on your social media platforms, and be sure to tag me and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I thank you so much, and I hope again that this podcast leads you to more in life and in business. Thanks so much, everybody.